Next item is old business. We have one item of old business this evening, and that is subdivision number 2008-9, Underhill Properties LLC, as a preliminary.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion concerning that particular subdivision.
We're all ears.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2008-9 for Underhill Properties LLC, based upon the record and for the following reasons. The applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet with an average area over 10,400 square feet. A subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, area roadways, or public transportation. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision ordinance. I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the subdivision ordinance. It is a superior design because it preserves open space, in this case over 50%, preserves most of the existing trees, 89%, and provides for active and passive recreational uses, including swimming pool, clubhouse, or community center, walking trails, etc. The design addresses the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. The subdivision will have no more than 134 lots on 93.61 acres. This results in a density that is less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. The subdivision will be served by central water and sewer. And this preliminary approval is subject to the following. There shall be no more than 134 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and it shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. Final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible, and the undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lots. A system of street lighting shall be established. Sidewalks shall be located on both sides of all streets in the subdivision. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by the Sussex County Ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. Within the issuance of the 50th residential building permit, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities. And there shall be a 25-foot minimum buffer from all wetland areas. While the applicant has touted the proposed buffer average of 229 feet from the 404 line to the back of the proposed lots in response to DENREC's concerns to protect water quality, I am not satisfied that this is sufficient to protect the sensitive headwaters of Cherry Walk Creek. By their own acknowledgement, some lots are within 13 feet of the wetlands. Given the extensive open space, in this case over 50%, there is more than adequate land available to increase the minimum buffer to at least 25 feet and provide for a design that is even more superior than proposed. 25-foot minimum buffer from all wetlands should not result in the applicant having to reduce the number of lots, should not cause any undue hardships, and should provide for a more environmentally sensitive development. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2008-9 Underhill Properties LLC as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, I abstain. I did not attend the public hearing.
Carried. And motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Ross abstaining.